Send me, Lord.
Ladies, the time has come to be refreshed, to be restored, to be renewed. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference is coming up. Save the date. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. You'll want to bring your mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends to this weekend of worship, teaching, fellowship, and more. The theme is the authentic woman embracing who you are, the resurrected woman.
I'm expecting so much for God. I want all the healing. I want all the joy. I want all the laughter. And then I want my cup to run over so that then it began to splash on you. Because that's what the Lord is doing.
Returning as our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women. And it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies. So save the date now. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer lunch is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Praise God. If you will, open your Bibles with me to the book of John. And you know, oftentimes when I step into the sanctuary and we're up worshiping or praising, that song, I don't even know the title of it, but I always tell the wife, tell them, get up out the grave. tell them to get up, and we'll get the signal up here, and then they'll segue right into that song, get up out of the grave. And today, I've already mentioned the title, and that is Never Too Late. And it's part of the series on delayed but not denied. And you and I must be convinced of this. That delay does not mean denial. When God seems to have delayed something or time, or sometimes even we'll give it the enemy credit or someone else's the problem. But divinely, when there's a delay, it does not mean there's a denial. If you were here Wednesday night, we took a little more in-depth look at what transformation is. And often when there's delay, it's due to God transforming. Amen. Or due to the process of transformation. I would encourage you, if you weren't here, and even if you were, if you took notes or if you got a CD or you can go online and watch it over, to study these concepts on transformation, because it's real important that we understand that. Number one thing that we said that transformation had to do with is warfare. Everybody doesn't quite grasp that, or they may passively approach transformation, but it's a warfare. Amen. To be transformed, the enemy doesn't want you to transform. Amen. There are three phases. The first phase is that of revelation, and that's important, that we receive revelation from God, a revealing, an awareness, an awakening. God shows us things. But then after the revelation, God will go to work on us to transform us. And after transformation, then we experience a manifestation. The issue is that many have the revelation or the knowledge, but that knowledge doesn't equal their experience. And, you know, if we were all to tell the truth, we all would say, you know, you're right. There are many things that I know that haven't actually become my experience. But now, when we look at it, it's not a fault, of course, on God's part, and you really can't blame it on somebody else. The buck stops with you. Usually, when there's an area of our life that's not been transformed, but we know the word, it's because we've not submitted ourselves to that information, to that we've known, whether it's stubbornness. Listen, it's not ignorance. You know, I'm not talking about somebody being, unlearned or doesn't know the word and that's it. No, I'm talking about you that know but don't do. Stubbornness or rebellion. The list goes on. It's a long list of what could be standing in our way. But the reality is that God wants to transform us, and transformation is warfare. And the reason it's warfare is because, and I'll just go over a few things that we talked about Wednesday, and then we'll just segue into this message today in John chapter 11. Transformation is warfare. Say that with me. Transformation is warfare. Now, the transformation we're talking about here that God desires that we experience is a warfare to dethrone thoughts and reasonings and mindsets and information that fight against your destiny or even fight against your greatness. Let me say it again. What is it? It's a warfare to dethrone thoughts. See, sometimes there are thoughts in your mind. That's why the song, I love that song so much, get up out of that grave. Get out of that mindset of defeat, or that spirit of lack, that low self-esteem. Now, we're not talking about prideful stuff, but we are talking about seeing yourself as God sees you. If we're going to truly be conquerors in this life and in this season to which God has called us into the kingdom, then you have to see yourself as he sees you. Amen. That's why I said stop listening to average folk trying to define you. Amen. Stay away from people that all the time they ridicule you and speak, belittle you. And, you know, sometimes they're passive aggressive. They'll say little things to you that they're little barbs and, you know, little pokes and stuff that... jealousies and stress. Stay away from that stuff. They got issues. Amen. You need to guard what you are carrying from God. Amen. So the transformation is a warfare to dethrone. You have to pull some stuff down. Amen. You have to pull some thoughts down, some reasonings. Always reasoning stuff out in the flesh or after the natural man. Amen. After the natural man and not after the spirit. Mindsets. Where's your mindset? Information that fights your destiny, that fights your grace. You must have sufficient truth to overcome everything that fights you. Otherwise, you'll succumb to it. You got to have truth. Amen. And that's why we cannot just remain hearers of the word and not doers. Amen. Everyone in here or anyone that has been in church or under the word of God anywhere for any length of time, you have sufficient truth to dethrone. Amen. Dethrone. To pull down. To subdue, to bind, to cast out anything that's not pertaining to your destiny. But again, the problem is submission. You know, the Bible says this in James. It says that we are to resist the devil. Is that right? And he will flee from us. But what does it say before that? See, we like resisting. But what about submitting? It's the submission that takes place first. It's the submission that takes place first, then the resisting. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. No submission to God, the devil will stay there. And those are those strongholds. Those places, those areas where transformation is not taking place. You know everything about marriage, but your marriage is messed up. You're one of the best cooks in the world, but you don't cook. Let him get him a bologna sandwich. Amen. Tell me I'm telling the truth. Because we get into habits and ways that we get comfortable with. There's no pressure on us. Nobody knows or sees. And so you can embrace stuff that has nothing to do with your destiny. We want to grow. But are you willing to submit to God's dealings in your life? That's what stature comes. That's what stature is all about. Stature is yielding to God's dealings in your life. Yielding to them until you fully represent him. It's not here getting quiet. So let's move on. It's all right. The realities in the kingdom are shaped by three things. Your belief system. Number one, how you believe. Maybe some of what you believe is askew. It may be error. Is it in alignment with the word? Your belief system. Number two, your mindsets. Where's your mindset? What is your mindset on? Are you influenced? Are you conformed to this world? Word of God tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Number three, the quality of your thinking. What are your daily thoughts like of those three things? Your belief system, your mindset, and the quality of your thoughts. What reality you are experiencing right now, right as you sit in this sanctuary, and as we have worshiped that, your reality, when you leave here, what your world consists of right now is a product of your belief system. Amen. Of your mindsets and of the quality or lack of quality of your thought life.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.
Hey, Florida.
Want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Coastal Community Church in Lighthouse Point at 5 p.m. on Sunday, April 6th.